Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. Brexit is back in the headlines, Hancock is back in a job, and an exiled uncle is back in Syria. It's Wednesday, October 13th. Here's your Newsfix. In terms of Tuesday's top lines, Irish author Sally Rooney has sparked debate after turning down an offer to have her new book translated into Hebrew by an Israeli publisher. This is all about Rooney supporting the pro-Palestinian boycott, divestment and sanctions movement. While she is not against the book being translated into Hebrew, she does not want the translation rights to go to a company that, quote, does not publicly distance itself from apartheid and support the UN stipulated rights of the Palestinian people. The Palestinian movement said they warmly welcomed Rooney's decision and accused the Israeli publisher she turned down as being, quote, complicit in Israel's regime of apartheid. It's worth noting for anyone unaware, in April of this year, a Human Rights Watch report accused the Israeli government of crimes of apartheid and persecution against the Palestinian people. The Israeli government reacted to that report by calling it preposterous and false. American travel blogger Gabby Petito was strangled to death, an autopsy revealed. A coroner also said decomposition suggested her body had been in the wilderness for 3 to 4 weeks before she died. Remember that this case has really gripped Americans. Gabby was on a months-long road trip around the US with her long-term partner, Brian Laundrie. He is a person of interest in the case, but has been missing since mid-September. And yesterday, Ireland's budget was rolled out to the public. We've included a very helpful explainer post from RT News Instagram account in our newsletter this morning. But in terms of the opposition overview, Sinn Féin's line was, quote, never has a government spent so much to achieve so little. And in terms of Twitter's top talking points, free contraception will be provided to 17 to 25 year olds. Some online say it's a positive step, others wondered why only a certain age bracket will be able to avail of it. And a British radio presenter claims she was flashed by Wayne Cousins back in 2008, 13 years before he murdered Sarah Everard. Emma B said she recognised Cousins' face when he was charged with murder earlier this year. According to Emma B, Cousins exposed himself to her as she walked past an alleyway in London. She also claims police laughed at her when she made the complaint. A BBC News report suggests Cousins was a volunteer officer with Kent Police at the time. And on this topic, Channel 4 News aired an exclusive report yesterday, saying more than 20 indecent exposures were reported every day last year. That's 50,000 cases in the past 6 years. Now, Matt Hancock has a new job. The former health secretary, who left amid revelations of an extramarital affair over the summer, was appointed a new role with the UN, helping with Africa's economic recovery from the pandemic. Sky News noted the new role is unpaid and he will remain a Tory MP. Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has welcomed an exiled uncle back to the country so he can avoid jail in France. Rifat al-Assad was sentenced to 4 years for allegedly collecting €90 million worth of assets in a fraudulent way. In terms of why he was ever in exile, back in 1984, Rifat led a failed attempt to overthrow his older brother, the current president's late father, in an unsuccessful coup attempt. At this point, Rifat was known as the Butcher of Hama. Middle East Eye say this was related to his alleged role in the brutal crushing of the 1982 uprising in central Syria, which resulted in the deaths of about 20,000 people. Now moving to today's agenda, the European Commission is expected to publish new measures today in an effort to ease the impact and tensions around the Northern Ireland Protocol. Remember that as part of the Brexit agreement between the UK and the EU, both parties signed a deal that included a Northern Ireland Protocol. This was an effort to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland, a key part of the Good Friday Agreement, and avoid the need for checks going north and south. In order for this to happen, some goods travelling from Britain had to be subject to checks before arriving in Northern Ireland. Unionists in particular had issues with this, arguing it effectively created a border down the Irish Sea between Northern Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom. In terms of the UK government's stance on this, despite signing up to the protocol, they have said they do not rule out unilaterally suspending parts of it if the EU do not compromise enough. And while the European Union has consistently said the protocol is not up for renegotiation, it has alluded to a reduction in the volume of checks on goods being possible. In fact, The Guardian's lead story this morning suggests the EU is, quote, ready to scrap most post-Brexit checks on British goods entering Northern Ireland, but we'll keep an eye on this story for tomorrow. In societal shifts, Dutch royals can marry someone of the same sex without having to give up the throne, according to the country's Prime Minister, Mark Rutte. The conversation came about because of a book suggesting old laws would prevent the possibility of it happening, despite same-sex marriage being legal in the Netherlands for 20 years. It's worth noting that while the book was about the country's current heir, 17-year-old Princess Amalia, she has, quote, not made any comments on the matter and little is known of her personal life. And lastly, a trailer for an upcoming Wayne Rooney documentary has been released by Amazon Prime ahead of its 2022 release. In the clip, Rooney speaks candidly about his tough upbringing, and it appears no topic is off limits, with his wife Colleen even appearing to address his previous indiscretions. That's today's fix. Have a great day.